Hey there, everybody. Welcome to your Two Drunk Aunties Wine O'Clock. We're here to get your weekend started right.
Cheers, baby dolls.
Oh, cheers, baby dolls. Mm. Let's go, girls. I'm here with Brom Lewis. Yeah. How are you today, Brom? Thanks.
I'm really
Brownie's
well.
Here.
I'm really well thrilled. It's Friday.
God, it doesn't feel good.
Oh, I love Friday.
It feels good to me.
Yeah. It does. Even though I work Friday nights and Saturdays and often Sundays,
if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
My God, that's beautiful. I just love that. It's so nice. Yeah. I might get a tattoo of that today. But it feels good. Everyone's happier on a Friday.
I'm happier on a Friday. Everyone's happy. Everyone feels good. They look good.
Everyone feels good.
They're walking around town pointing at people. Yeah, okay. Got Casey and the Sunshine Band playing in your head all the time. You go, hey.
Yes.
Woo, what's going Happy on Friday. There? Happy Is, Friday. Friday.
Oh,
yep.
TGIF. I love that restaurant. Yep. 5 stars.
It's a really good restaurant. Do yourself a favor if you haven't checked out TGIF. Get a burger. Get an overpriced burger and some onion rings.
And a milkshake.
God, I want some of them onion rings.
You must feel so good at the end of that.
You always feel good.
Thank God it's Friday. Sad.
Tell you what I did the other night. I got McDonald's. I hardly ever get McDonald's.
It's delicious.
It is delicious, but had a late night gig. Can I just – had a late night gig.
Cheers.
I love a double McChicken burger.
Oh, delicious.
That's pretty much all I get. Anyway, I'm not alone in
Chippies?
The car.
Chippies? Obviously.
And I get a bottle of water because I'm a health freak. I'm a health freak. And I don't drink soft drink. Anyway, I'm not alone in the car.
Soda water?
Yes, soda water is different.
Is it?
Thanks. I don't really know. Carbonated drink is different. Why? Because it's not black.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't mean it. Oh, God. Cancel me then.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, you said it. You said what you're really thinking.
There's something about drinking black drinks.
Didn't expect that from you.
Okay. I'll drink a Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God.
What? A Mountain Dew?
This is upsetting for everyone.
It's not upsetting.
Okay, everyone's turned off their tellies or whatever they're watching. Us on.
How does the podcast work again? You do sound like a drunk auntie. How's the podcast work again? Now, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm not alone in the car.
Who's there? Diggs?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he would have been stoked with this trip.
Fucking hell, right? So I'm a little bit at that point. A big night, big day, right? It's been a long day. Went to the tennis, didn't watch any tennis. Had a gig. So I went to the tennis, did a gig.
Wait, you went to the tennis and you were in the squealing, like the Rose A tent.
Yeah.
And you're having Canadian clubs.
Yeah.
You weren't maggot at the end?
No.
You don't get maggot.
Nah. And then well, I have a few times, but we don't want to talk about that because I've said some awful things.
Oh my God. Way worse than this.
And then in McDonald's and I'm going, this is incredible, right? So Diggs is there with me, right? Just outside. He's like this. He's like, waiting, right?
Yeah.
Getting a cheeseburger.
Delicious. Yeah.
Best night of his life. Like the tail is going wild after that, like the whole way home.
We're getting a bottle of water.
We're getting a bottle of water with my dad. It's the best night ever. And oh my God, it was the best night of our lives.
Yeah.
Like so, so good. And he had some chippies.
Yum.
On the way home, he found a burger. So someone had dropped a burger on the road. Diggs had that as well.
That is a great
night. It's a great night for Diggs. You think there's a better night for Diggs?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a really good night. So
yeah, that's great.
I've got better stories, but that was a no.
Oh, well, then it's not that good.
Oh, sorry then. Sorry then about that.
If you just said if it was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
Oh, my God. Fry-yay.
Fry-yay. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something right now? What I love about aunties, the best thing about aunties, mm-hmm. I think, are the ones that comment on everything. On Facebook.com.
My aunties love to comment on
things. It. I love an auntie that shares everything for no reason, just shares things.
Inspirational
That's always fun.
Quotes.
Inspirational quotes, minion memes.
GoFundMes from people in South Africa.
I love the one that ends with share this, or you'll die. You know those ones that are your worst, you'll have a curse on your family or something if you don't share this.
What is it, one prayer, one for one prayer or something like that?
And then copy and paste if you.
Oh, my God. Or it's a screenshot of their iPhone and they've just uploaded.
And it's always for some reason, it's always the weirdest information as well that you have to get across. And it's I'm going to tell you all of these opinions that are from someone else that I don't know.
It's a lost dog in Tasmania.
Yeah. Or it's like Facebook is changing their privacy policy or something like that.
Sign
this petition, please. So few of my favorite things on Facebook.com. I don't go on to Facebook.com unless it's for this sort of stuff. So one of my favorites is like the Jennifer Aniston fan page or something.
I just saw that yesterday. I very rarely go on as well.
Jennifer Aniston.
They've just put her face on a completely different body. And also her face is way smaller that they're using.
But everyone comments like they're responding to Jennifer Aniston. So I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's like, yeah, there's all these men going, oh, hi, love. You're gorgeous and stuff like that. Perfect. And it's so funny because I'm like, who are these people? It's hilarious. But people on news.com.au or the Daily Mail or anything, anytime there's something about Carrie Bickmore, the Australian newsreader, people go wild, right?
Yeah, why?
And it's just, I don't know, but it's just Carrie Bickmore and she looks good.
Do they
good.
Like her?
No, they don't like her. She looks good. Like, she looks good.
She looks
like,
great.
She looks great, right? And then you've got like all these comments under there. So the opinion is Carrie Buckmore.
You were trolling New Zealandish. Her now.
Yeah. Carrie Buckmore. Is one of Australia's most famous women in Australia, but there's something big you may have missed. Full story, right? So they do that. Now, my favourite comments are always, who?
Yeah, that's great.
I love people that follow that person and then go, who?
You know who it is, Arnie Trish.
Abby Chatfield gets the same stuff.
Does she?
Yeah, same sort of trolls. She was in Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. Which I don't think is true at all. Famous, never heard of her.
Yes, we'll stop following her there.
This is from Alan. And here I am thinking, who the fuck is she? And then a wine emoji. Helen's drunk. Roderick writes, who is she?
Well, literally no one knows who she is.
Colleen is an auntie, right?
Absolutely.
Infamous, she's a top fan. Infamous, you mean? Answering doors naked to young children, prancing around.
You mean infamous?
Yeah, but she's written space famous.
Good on you. Or is it Colleen? Yeah, good on you, Colleen. Infamous.
Prancing around naked while she's on a Zoom call. Yeah, she's brave, stunning, blah, blah, blah. Now, I think what
they're
referring to.
That's absolutely not true.
It's not true at all.
Well, she has not seen that.
It was her husband that accidentally was on a Zoom call, I think, and was naked on it, like after the call had ended. Like, I don't know what they're talking about here. Dorothy writes, this has to be satire.
Why? What is the satirical bit that she's famous?
Well, Susan writes, she's literally a 1 out of 10 at best. Anyone else seen her waddle/run in real life?
What?
Also, Susan doesn't look like her pics in real life, as well as that laugh, all in caps. Imagine waking up to that each morning. I think Carrie Bickmore's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah. Matt, but also, why would she assume that Carrie Bickmore wakes up and laughs? A weird way to.
You would. I do every day morning because I got dicks next to me. Dad, remember that cheeseburger last night? Yeah. And the burger on the way home? Oh, there he is. And you got all these people that are writing. Then you've got all these people saying, like Crystal says, this lady always cheats on her husband with her co-host, which I also don't think is true. Christine writes, and why is she so brave? Please explain.
Oh my God.
Donna writes, wow, what a stimulating article about absolutely nothing and no one.
Oh my God.
Never heard of her. Who? Pete writes, I just farted. Julie writes, snore, wake when her big over-the-top boring statements has been released so I can miss it. I think wake me up, I think Julie means.
But wake me up when it happens.
Wake me up when it happens.
So I can miss it.
So I can miss it. Meredith writes, famous?
Yeah, that's what it says,
Meredith.
I like
this one, Lucy.
Lucy, you be careful.
Hi, Carrie B. How are you? In your festive season, you look so pretty just the way you are.
That's actually really nice.
And it's you and then the R. Like it's quite nice, actually.
Yeah, that's actually – well, she was rushing to get that compliment out to Carrie Bickmore, who's not reading it.
Because it's not Carrie Bickmore's profile.
It's news.
They're also mean. So most of them are who cares, we don't care, boring, move on. And then, but all of these aunties, they are so unreasonably harsh as well.
Because
you're like, what? Why are you commenting all this stuff? Like it's so weirdly aggressive.
And it's mostly women.
Like there's a lot of men as well, but they're like kind of just saying, what the hell, and writing OnlyFans question mark.
What?
Because it's so out of touch as well. And like, I just love the aunties that just always have something to say.
Having a glass of wine with
one of their friends and gone, you heard about that Carrie Bickmore.
Do you think it's a point it comes from jealousy, Sam, or do you think it comes
from jealousy in there? They genuinely didn't
like her on the project?
I don't know. Because it's been a while, hasn't it, since she's been on the project?
She was on the project. So I work for the project. And I work in the writer's room. I write jokes. They don't use, and they have we have to like respond in the inbox, so like part of the writer's job is we go to the Facebook inbox and we just go through all the messages that people sent. Mostly the people are mad.
Of course they are. They're writing in somewhere.
Yes.
I've shown you the people that, you know, like people send me stuff all the time, and some of the people are so rude, like, you know, just little comments and stuff, and then like little emails that people send and go, why did you send that? Why'd you think that was a good idea to send?
Just say it out loud in a room by yourself.
Yeah, and shout it if you want.
That, like, scratch that itch there.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Don't write it to someone.
It's silly.
But we have, like, they're mostly mad, but I remember the person that they came, a lot of the time, they were very upset with Lisa.
Lisa Wilkinson, newsreader.
That's her name, yeah. And then now she's been gone for ages.
Yeah.
But it was like months after she left, people were still writing in to say that how much they didn't like her. It's like, she's not here anymore. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's like writing complaints to someone that's left the job.
Exactly.
God, they suck. One star.
Never bring her back. She left.
She's gone, baby doll. She's gone.
I really love to hate people. But also, one of my favorite things that people write into the project about is they go, that's it. I'm never watching that again.
I'm done.
You've upset me. I've watched his show for years. I'm never watching it again. It's like, we don't care.
Yeah.
We couldn't give a shit.
It's actually fine if you go.
Yeah.
But there's something about the Facebook trolling that I find really funny. Like, it's just so ridiculous to comment on things all the time and like write to the person. Like, I like Lucy, who was just like, you are so beautiful and everything. It's so nice.
Yeah, you are so beautiful.
But writing into those places as well, going, they're definitely going to read it. Like, they're never gonna see this, Colleen. They're never gonna see this.
Colleen, put your dry white wine down.
Yeah.
Take the ciggy out of your mouth and get on with it.
Shut your lips.
Stop
flapping those goddamn sweet lips of yours.
Take the lipstick off, put the glue on.
Yes.
We don't wanna hear it. It is very sad that it is women bring other women down. There was this lady on Mamma Mia put this like influencer. Gave her like a podcast,
yes.
And then she wrote a few articles for them as well, and they were all about, because she was later in life lesbian, and a lot of the stuff was about her being a lesbian, because that seemed to be like, I guess, what made her different to all the other people that were writing about there. And there's a lot of interest in that, so women are always like curious. It's just like, wow, you've just changed. Okay, so what's happening? It's interesting.
You sure?
I loved going through the comments on any of her stuff.
So funny.
It'd be like, who? I've literally never heard of her. It's like, if you like, just Google it then.
Yeah. It's easy to Google it. It's easier to Google it than to comment.
This person with like 300,000 followers.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of them. Yeah. No wonder I haven't heard of her. Okay.
Okay.
Like 300,000 people like her enough to follow her every move on
300,000 people can't be wrong, can they?
They can't. It's like, it's actual science. Impossible. Yeah. And so like, but it was always mostly it's women following Mamma Mia, but they're always women like, oh, this is disgusting. Yeah. I don't want to know about her sex life. Oh, the third paragraph was yuck. It's like, well, why did you click on it? Like, it was obviously about lesbian sex.
Yeah. Read story. Oh, I hate this.
Oh, yuck. That bit was gross.
I hated that bit. Yeah.
It's the title. So yeah. It's like,
you didn't like
it.
It's not for you.
This is why lesbian sex is amazing.
Yeah. I love anyone that leaves like YouTube comments and anything. It's like, it's just so funny.
Yeah.
But you love comments. You love comments.
I love them.
You're a comment gal.
I refuse to. I won't read them.
No.
I won't read it. Like, I'll see, like, a notification will come up in like Instagram or whatever. And if I'll read the first couple of words, and if it's like, looks like it's going to be nasty, I will just delete it.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And Lucas,
out.
My partner, he's like, you got to just don't give him any.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't delete it, because if you delete it, you're saying to them that it impacted you. And I was like, nah.
You just don't want it there.
I just don't want it there.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
also don't want other people to read it and then feel yeah. worried for me. But he was like, why don't you reply to them? I was like, because I don't want to interact with them.
Yeah, yeah,
I do
yeah.
not. Let's he was like, you could fire. Just write to them and say like, hey, mate, fuck off.
That's fun.
Yeah, he's pretty good at social media.
Hey, mate, fuck off.
He also doesn't have it, but he loves to tell me what to do with it.
That's so
and
funny.
So, yeah, I think that I'm pretty resilient, but I also don't think I trust myself to know exactly how resilient I am.
Yeah, sure.
So I'd be like, yeah, there's going to be negative stuff coming in.
Yep.
And someone had said, like a number of people said this, if you don't have haters, then you don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So people love to hate successful yes. people. Carrie yeah. Bickmore is yeah. so inoffensive. Yeah, she's never yeah, said yeah. anything wrong.
No.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
She's like adorable to look at.
Yeah.
She's a mum of three kids.
Yeah.
She's doing all the right
yeah,
things. She
yeah.
quit before she was tired and bitter.
Yeah.
She's really
Carrie
like
–
oh my god.
That's what
gosh.
She would have been.
Exactly, but yeah, she is not. She's just Australia's
a lot of Carrie Bittermore's commenting.
Exactly. That's what we should call them.
That's what you should call them.
But Carrie she's Bittermore's. Like super sweet and lovely. And I think it'd be you'd have to go to a really dark place to find something that you don't
yeah,
like about her.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then to just put it out there. So it's just so if she's got haters, and I'm nowhere near as likable as Carrie Bickmore.
You
can
stop
say
that.
That.
You're
thank
a wonderful
you. That's
mother.
What I was
thank
going
you.
For. But like if I get you know a fraction of the success
yeah.
that she's had, then people are going to come for me like crazy.
Who?
That's all. Oh my who? God! Yeah, I actually got that when the first time I went on a show. There were people writing underneath the thing. Or on Twitter, like I don't have Twitter, but my friend was telling me about it. He was, I don't
it's
know
nice
why he was telling me about it. He was like, some people are like, who is that?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to know who this is? No, she's new.
You should leave her alone for
she's
God's
21.
Sake. Yeah. A beautiful 21-year-old mother of three. Now, look, we would love to hear from you. If you want to leave us your favorite comments, God, I'd like to hear what your favorite comments are or link us to like a,
yes.
someone's bio or something yeah. where it's like, yeah, someone's commented underneath, like someone's like Facebook or
well, yeah.
whatever. Or
do you know which one's actually quite interesting at the moment, Sam? Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you this mm-hmm. before you mm-hmm. wrap up, is the Gypsy Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Blanchard,
Gypsy
Lowe, whatever.
Rose Blanchard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she has like, so she's obviously, for those who are been hiding under a rock, she's the one who had a mad mum who had Munchausen's by proxy and
yes.
just made Gypsy Rose feel yep. like she was like.
Really sick.
Really sick, like yep. going to die. Shaved her head and she fed her through her stomach for years and years and years and years and years. And then she ended up killing her mum or tricking some boy into killing her mum.
Mm.
She's been released from jail. Which is great. Most people are really excited about that because she was a victim of her mum for a long, long,
sure,
long, long, long,
yeah.
long time. But then there's some people who just are just coming for her
yeah.
and just coming back because she got married when she was in jail to
uh-huh.
a man.
Yes.
And he's quite a heavy set man. And so people are just coming for the way that they look. But neither of them are ever claiming that they were
no.
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
all
nuts.
That they're saying is like she survived a dreadful thing and then
yep.
had to spend 10 years in jail.
Yeah.
And he loved her.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is it.
But they're going hard.
And
who?
That, exactly. Oh, we're celebrating a murderer, are we? And
who?
He's fat.
P.S. he's fat. Don't like that one.
What? People are horrible
yeah, well,
on the
send
internet.
Send us your favourites. Like
or
if you want to
you
do
could
that.
Troll me.
Troll Bron. Actually, no, let's scrap that. Troll Bron.
Troll Brown. Let's just see how tough I am. I think
yeah.
I think I'd get upset.
Just troll her, everybody. Go as hard as you
oh
want.
My
she
God,
doesn't
I'd
give a fuck
upset.
Anymore. She'll just delete it. Thanks for listening to 1 o'clock, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.